You're listening to the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know what time it is. Once again, welcome back to another edition of the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Eddie Greer coming to you from Manhattan, Kansas, as usual for the podcast where talk about the latest in all things NASCAR, coming from the Capable Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the NASCAR Cup Series of 3 Best Divisions. And all of motorsports coming to you on this Friday. Yes, Friday. As I'm sitting here recording this, July 8th, 2022. This Road America Recap edition of the podcast. And getting you set, getting you set up for the Atlanta weekend. Of course, the trucks are elsewhere. They're taking their talents to the lefts and rights of Mid-Ohio. Man, so much to get to here on this edition, including a penalty, which should NASCAR be more consistent of these types of situations? We'll get into that in the second part of the episode, but we're going to dive right on in. Before I do that, of course, take care of a little bit of business right now. Of course, the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast, get it wherever you find your podcast, whether that's Spotify, iTunes, Odyssey, and a few more podcasting platforms out there as well. The 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast coming to you every week right on in to the end of the checkered flag at Phoenix. Okay, so now, folks, Road America. Tyler Reddick, it seems like we've been talking about this literally since the end of last year, and really campaigning this since the start of the year. However, finally, Tyler Reddick cashing in on a huge opportunity by finally breaking through victory lane in Road America last weekend there. And man, finally to see him get the victory lane after saying pretty much every week this year on his podcast, when is Tyler Reddick going to get a victory lane? When is he going to get it finished the deal? He could have finished it early on this year, but of course, Chase Briscoe had other ideas. But last weekend, finally, Tyler Reddick put himself in the right spot to capture his first checkered flag in the Cup Series. Remember, Tyler Reddick won 2 championships, and keep in mind, he won 2 championships with 2 different organizations. Of course, he won one with Junior Motorsports, and then year 2 backed that up with a huge championship win, Richard Childress Racing, riding the high side on both of them. And you wonder now, I mean, this is the 4th first-time winner in 2022. Not only that, but you lock yourself in to the NASCAR playoffs in 8 more races. Again, we have no more bye weeks, as they say in football. No more bye weeks, right? So we're going hard all the way to the end of Phoenix, pretty much, there as well. But Tyler Reddick, you got to give him credit, because if he doesn't stay on Chase Elliott's ass, I mean, rear end, y'all know what I'm talking about, but if he does not stay on Chase Elliott the entire time, this is the second to last run before these guys pit it for the last time. That's really the story of the race right there. That's the race. That's the turning point of this race as we take our car to the low quick side here on the Three Wide Podcast here with EG3. Absolutely. Tyler Reddick does not end. He gained confidence during that last stretch there, that second to last stretch there, standing with Elliott, not getting him away, because let's all face it, folks. From a fan perspective, this was a boring-ass race. And again, for the third road course race of the year, something like that? Yeah, third road course race of the year. I mean, yes, Coda had fireworks. That's because of Ross Chastain bumping into Almendinger and pushing him out of the way there for the victory and almost taking Alex Bowman with them on top of that. So maybe outside of that little bit of finish there, there hasn't been nothing to really cheer about when it comes to road course racing from a fan perspective. Talking to you here, it's nothing. And I mean, not trying to drench Tyler Reddick's victory last weekend, but outside of the strategy game, there's really not much happened there. No actual cautions in this. I had to double check the stats there, and even Jeff Gluck said that in his podcast this week, the teardown, no cautions, no actual cautions. Wow. And there's rumors floating around and are seeming to be getting louder by the day that the potential of a street race could be going down in next year's schedule, and particularly in Road America's spot. That is Chicago I'm talking about. And with the way that these new look cars handle on these road courses, I mean, what to expect that the street course is going to be much better besides on being on an actual city. So, I mean, I might be going, maybe stretching to reach, but we haven't really seen much excitement out of these races. And we got Watkins Glen, I believe, to go. And there's another one, the Charlotte Roval in the playoffs. I mean, what's going to change my mind now that, you know, they're going to be the same thing? I just don't know what it is. But Tyler Reddick, though, you have to give him credit. And their whole entire team. Finally, you finish off a good run. Not only that, you win the race Tyler Reddick has been solid on his road courses. There's no question about it. Not just Road America. He's been solid, what, Coda? Let's see, the Glen. Well, yeah, the Glen. And really, if you would have picked his first win, Tyler Reddick, it would have been this right here, obviously. Okay, so Reddick, yeah. Reddick led 16 laps in this to win the race there. And obviously, Chase Elliott before that late race pass there, and then eventually Tyler Reddick just checked out from Chase Elliott there. But Chase Elliott there, we thought, we saved up a little bit of tire left for making one last run for Reddick there. But after that little last run he made, it looked like Chase Elliott was going to get him, and Tyler Reddick was going to find a way to lose another one of these races, which is obviously, as we talked about multiple times on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, multiple times, right, of losing these races. So, yeah, Chase, before this was a doozer. I apologize, but again, I'm just calling what it is, a doozer. Chase Elliott was kicking everybody's ass yet again on road courses, but, Tyler Reddick does not stay that close to Chase. He don't win that race. That's just plain simple there. Obviously, in Chase, prior to the race, had a small issue with the steering wheel or something like that, apparently. But apparently, you're like 4/10 second faster than everybody else in the field is. So, I mean, that was kind of weird of itself there. You have an issue, but yet you're faster than the whole field there as well. So, but yeah, Tyler Reddick, knowing you win, you're in the playoffs now, which I still stand by my bold prediction a couple of episodes on this podcast, which nobody doesn't want to admit, no one else, the NASCAR media calling y'all out, episode 302 of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, calling all y'all out, saying there's heavy hitters, and we're going to, I mean, Jeff and Jordan toward the end of the podcast were talking about we might be seeing some heavy hitters exit round one. We might be seeing some heavy hitters not make the playoffs. That's what it's looking like right now. Well, obviously, if you can, I know Ryan Blaney's the first one without a win, had this big old cushion with a 100-point cushion. Martin Truex Jr. is next in line there with a 60-plus cushion there. And then Christopher Bell and Kevin Harvick's been quietly, in my mind, in my opinion, been really consistent lately, been really coming on as of late. And I don't know how many for top 10 finishes now. Did he finish? I'm going to check the stats here. Yeah, Kevin Harvick, which we'll get into him right now, actually, since we're talking about it. Finished 10th. And I believe, if I can talk and check at the same time here, I believe that's his third top 10 finish in a row. This Harvick team, quietly but slowly, even though they got knocked out of the playoff grid for the time being anyways. And let me see. Yeah, he has three in a row. Go back here. Yeah, it's three consecutive top 10 finishes. Because remember, the last time Harvick was running outside, just inside the top 10, I believe, 10th to 12th at Gateway before his tire gave way late and had that hard hit in St. Louis. So that's three consecutive top 10 finishes for Kevin Harvick coming in to Atlanta, the new look Atlanta Super Speedway, which I'm going to call it, which in the past, when was the old look, it was the Harvicking show that he put on there. So Harvick getting it done here, and we'll see. Obviously hungry for a win, hasn't won in a year and a half. So Kevin Harvick, slowly but surely getting it done right now. Busch Light, Apple Ford, and Harvick's had a couple good, decent runs on road courses, including a victory the way back. So, if you want to put Bell and Harvick head-to-head, yeah, absolutely, you take that. But like I said, we might have some heavy hitters miss the playoffs. So, again, and Atlanta's one of those that this is not your tickety-tick mile-and-a-half track. This is Super Speedway stuff here, where you're 2x2x2, like we saw. This is part two of it. Remember part one there? I'm trying to think who won that back the first time around. 2x2 runs and everything else in between. Yeah, William Byron won the race the first time around. So we're coming back a few months later, and we'll see what adjustments the drivers make. Obviously, you're not going to get away from each other, obviously. And I love how I'm just crossing over Road America and Atlanta on the same podcast like I usually do on these podcasts anyways. But absolutely. I mean, if they got they've shown the speed the last few weeks, Harvick I'm talking about. And if they ever figure out this new style, new look in Atlanta the second time around, yeah, they're going to be right there in the mix for sure. This guy, Mr. Road Course Ringer, Mr. Colleague Racing, AJ Allmendinger, finished in the ninth spot in his Goldfish Casino slot Chevrolet there for Colleague. Obviously, he doesn't get the points because he's full-time in the Xfinity Series, which we're getting that in the second half of the podcast, boy. Woo! But you got the Allmendinger, another solid run for him there. And you figure this guy will finish in the top 10. I'm talking about Michael McDowell for Front Row. Solid. He was just solid. He ran in the top 10 all day. Guys highs, what, third at one point late in this race there. Finished in the eighth position. Solid effort there. I know Michael said something about in the interview pre-race saying that they want a top five, but hey, you'll take a top 10 out of that deal there. And Michael McDowell, I think that's top 10, number 7. I know I don't have the stats in front of me right now, but Michael McDowell, someone you're going to have to deal with as well here. And I would not be surprised again to see him hover around the top 10 Atlanta. Again, Michael McDowell is one of those guys that knows how to get around through speedways and get to the end of the races. And that's going to be the key. So McDowell, one of those guys that needs a win to get in, but has a career year despite you know, not being close enough to the cut line. But hey, I mean, one win could change everything. He knows that. Vintage of his Daytona 500 a year ago. Speaking of Daytona 500s, your newly recent Daytona 500 winner this year, Austin Cindric, finished in the seventh spot there. Yes, this was a game about track position, right? And so, you know, Cindric, he finished second in the stage one there to the eventual, Ryan Blaney won stage two. Who won? Yeah, Chase Briscoe and NBC, like, drawed up a pretty much perfect scenario, what I've been clamoring about on this podcast, that if they were to get 16 winners, you have to put yourself in position to get more stage points than the other, right? So Briscoe did get that, but Cindric was right there with him there, going to the stripe there as well. So, but also Cindric got the last laugh here, finished in the seventh spot there. Chris Buescher, a lot of people had him, a lot of people picked him after his performance at Sonoma to be that now Tyler Reddick situation. But Chris Buescher will have to wait, maybe this weekend at Atlanta, maybe. I have no idea there. But another solid run for Chris Buescher for Roush Keselowski Racing there, bringing that thing home in the sixth position right there as well. So that's your back half of the top 10 here for the road course race at Road America.
You're listening to the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3.
So now we're going into the top five now here, and this consists of the Trackhouse Racing cars. First up, Daniel Suarez, who, of course, last time we were on, of course, scored his first Cup Series victory career, a la Tyler Reddick last week. Yeah, this was a more quiet. Now, I know NBC had their eyes on Suarez early, and then, of course, you know, he was kind of quiet in this race, to be honest with you there. But, hey, quiet's a good thing. We're not causing any trouble there. Fifth place spot, Ross Chastain, Trackhouse Racing Part 2. He finished in the fourth spot there after starting, you know, outside just a little bit of the top 10 there as well. So the winner of the Coda race, Chastain, and then Suarez from Sonoma, 4th and 5th, and then obviously last week you got Tyler Reddick now in the mix there. So three new winners, birth of the road course as well there. Kyle Larson made note he could have won the Xfinity Series race on Saturday, but Ty Gibbs said, you ain't gonna win this one. There, took the lead away and the victory away from Kyle Larson there. But Kyle Larson, again, really since he entered in the fray in the Hendrick cars, you wouldn't really hear of him in the Canassi cars when it comes to road course racing. Ever since he stepped in, came back to ride for Rick Hendrick, dude has been solid on road courses, if not as faster than Chase Elliott, even though Chase Elliott had, my opinion, dominated a hole that they're looking for there as well. So, yeah, Kyle Larson, one win to this point. And I'm going back to the whole playoffs thing here. I know I'm getting way ahead of myself here with 8 races remaining until we decide who fills out the rest of this playoff grid. But, yeah, Kyle Larson, one win this year. Quietly kind of floating on the radar a little bit thanks to the dominance of Trackhouse Racing to this point of the year. But hey, you keep on doing what you're doing, it'll be all right. Chase Elliott, we already documented him, scored mega stage points in 1 and 2 there. And then, well, actually, he did not score mega. I'm looking at it all wrong. He scored only mini stages points there, even though he did score stages points in both stage 1 and stage 2. Stage 1, he finished 10th, and then stage 2, he ended up finishing in the ninth spot right there as well. So that's a look there on that. We already know Tyler Reddick bringing it home there for RCR there as well. Chase Briscoe winning stage 1. Ryan Blaney, who was really quiet all day, ending up winning stage 2. And more importantly there, This is what I've been clamoring for. If you're outside, close to the cut line, you got to be getting points there. it just bothers me. I don't like that strategy. We don't have a winning car. Why don't you just do something else outside of what everybody else is doing, like a Truex or Christian Rebell. I didn't get it. I did not get it there. Yes, Truex was the best Toyota last weekend, but I thought they should have did something better, something a little different. And with the shrieking line at the playoff line is going right up to your neck, Gary, you got to do something different. You got to get those crucial stage playoff points. If you don't get that, you're going to get hawked down from behind. So it's going to be interesting to see. I didn't like the strategy as a whole there. You got to get stage points there. Otherwise, that 13th place finish that Truex put down as he faded late, it would have even out the playing field. You get little stage points, at least get stage points in one of them, but you don't get any. So that strategy kind of, you don't have a winning race car, so I don't know why we're going to do the things that we're supposed to do. But hey, I mean, it is what it is. And you know why I'm on this? Obviously, you know, Toyota, they have sucked. They have not looked good whatsoever when it comes to road course racing. The past, Martin Truex Jr., he was the best, I think, at COTA. He finished in the top 10 there. Obviously, awful, god awful at Sonoma. And here, Kyle Busch was out to lunch. Didn't really hear much of him. Hamlin, didn't really hear much of him either. Bell, he was up there. He and Truex were up there for the most part there. But yeah, I just don't like the strategy at all. And I'm calling him out on that. I just don't understand where you don't want to chance it. Yeah, you know, you're gonna have all this comedy. You don't want to chance it because you know the outside circumstances of the of these playoffs, and I just didn't like it. Didn't like it whatsoever there. When you're looking at the playoff picture now, what it is, because Blaney, unless you know we don't get that different winner outside the bubble, he's an absolute lock in winning stages. Winning that 10 points goes a long way. That playoff point, those points go a long way right now to getting you a spot, one of those last remaining spots assured. Now, obviously, Ryan Blaney's in the top five, some of the points. Truex is, what, sixth or seventh there. So, a win from any of those guys, they're in. They're in the show. They're in the big dog show come September. But, yeah, I just don't understand it. You don't have, you know, you don't have really, you have a little bit of speed, but you don't have all the speed, even though I'm talking about. So, that just bothers me a little bit. And the fact that I'm going to make it known right now, I'm not going to be huffing and hollering about the playoffs. Because some of y'all out here, Truex fans out here, you know. Woo, I tell you. But, I mean, getting worked up. And, you know, after the last couple of tweets from last week, you know what? I'm just going to go in here with a note. I don't give a damn attitude. You know, it is what it is. You don't make it, you don't make it. You mean it's in? That's good. You don't make it, it's okay too. I mean, it is what it is. I'm not going to get myself worked up every Sunday from here on out that, oh shit, you know, Truex outside the cut line. And when that goes for some of y'all other, if your favorite driver's outside the top 16 trying to get in, I know y'all going to throw a panic mode because that's a big deal making these playoffs now. And the fact that, obviously, you know, Blaney, again, he's to the good right now, way to the good right now. So unless he gets in somebody else's mess or something like that next couple weeks, he's going to be a shoo-in unless another player that we're not talking about comes up to the show. And not only that, it's just a mind-boggling situation. I just don't care. I mean, at this point. I mean, it's hard, it might be hard to say like that, but at the same time, I mean, come on, man. I mean, we're not going to have the same conversation every week and not go nowhere. So, I'm just going to let things play out the way it play out, and hey, we make the playoffs, hey, I'm good, I'm Gucci. If we're not, that's all right, too. I mean, there's a lot of points out there on the table, and I thought the 19 team, whatever their strategy was there, just not going to cut it. You need stage points, and at this point, of the season. I don't give a damn about the wins right now. Get the stage points right now. Have it stacked up. I mean, you got to do something different. You can't just follow the leader and whatnot. Unfortunately, you know, Truex was the first to pit and held his own there, but fresh tires got him toward the end of that. So, it is what it is right there. Tyler Reddick winning there his first ever Cup Series race at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Obviously, it's this weekend, obviously. And, of course, Mid-Ohio coming up to you. Yeah, he's coming up to you. Yeah, so now I lost my train of thought right there as well. So, caution flags, yeah, only 2 of 2 there. Time of the race, 2 hours and 35 minutes there. Average speed, almost 97 miles per hour. And the margin, over 3 seconds because Tyler Reddick checked out on Chase Elliott. After Chase Elliott, we thought Chase Elliott was going to make another run at the deal, but he came up a little short. So, there's that. As well here. So, yeah. Tyler Reddick did not drop out. He did not drop out. Nope. He did not. So, there's a little update there. On the track front right here. You're listening to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Setting the stage for Atlanta when this podcast comes out. I don't know. It might be out tomorrow. Or it could be out on its usual day on Sunday. I don't know yet, but it's not going to be up tonight because I have my other podcast going on recording tonight on the college side. But, yeah, absolutely no questions asked what there. Oh, yeah. So, I was going to go back here to William Byron winning the first Speedway race, Atlanta. William Byron, Ross Chastain, Corey LaJoy, Chase Elliott. So that's it right there. That's your top. That's your top 10 right there from last meeting. Like there as well here. Byron, Chastain, Busch, Kurt Busch, Suarez, LaJoy, Elliott, Buescher, Truex, Logano, and Bowman there as well. So we'll see what the other adjustments are for these guys, even though they can't really make any really. You know, we got him help magnify the small version of that. So, I mean, we'll see what happens right there at that as well. Looking down here before we go off the break here. No, that's it. That's it. So, well diverse average here. And just to give you a refresher real quick, Briscoe, Cindric, Bowman, Logano, Kurt Busch, Harrison Burton, and Bubba Wallace. And they have Bubba Wallace, and then, oh boy, Chase Elliott and Tyler Reddick in there as well. That was the second stage, excuse me. So Blaney, the 15 of That was Joey Hand. Joey Hand was very, very impressive. Last weekend over there, he got some stage points there. 42 got stage points. Kurt Busch got him. The 42, supposed to be with Justin Marks, if I'm not mistaken there. He'll drive it there if he wants to. The boss is for one of those for me. So, yeah. Anyways, we're going to step aside here. This is an intermission break. This is a perfect time to take it right now. When we come back from the intermission break, obviously, we will double check on the back end of this playoffs and talk some Xfinity and some truck as well. Xfinity. Another wet hair gel. And then we got the parts for you coming as well on that as well. So, yep, Tyler Reddick bring it home for his first career NASCAR Cup victory there to the delight of the Road America crowd who was out there over the weekend as well. So a lot to come for AutoZone. That's going to do it for me, Eddie Greeter III right now. We're going to take a little bit of intermission. We'll come back to the program. A lot more on this plus the YouTube channel.
You're listening to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3.
right next.
Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 continues, episode 302. Eddie Greer III here in hot Manhattan, Kansas on this Friday, July 8th, 2022. All about the latest in the world of motorsports, trucks, Xfinity, in the Cup Series. Yeah, that's what we do here, the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast here. As we continue this Road America Atlanta crossover here. And let's not forget the truck series resumes action tomorrow after the recording this podcast. As I'm recording this podcast, it's to say, going down with the race at Mid-Ohio, checking the regular season standings as they are right now. Chase Elliott stays P1 in the regular season. This is the regular season standings right now. Only 33 up on Blaney. Again, Ryan Blaney has not won a race here in 2022 yet, and he's the first one in right now. So he's in good spots in everywhere right now. So we'll see what happens there. Ross Chastain is third. Kyle Larson, Joey Logano. Larson, Logano are a little bit distant from the top three there as well. So Chastain in striking distance there. As well, he's only 2 bat points back from Chase Elliott as well, so that will be interesting to follow that situation. So the Tyler Reddick victory and Austin Dillon now have to find his way to the playoffs and Atlanta on the horizon. So we'll see what card unfolds there as well. So that's a look at the points position right now, at least regular season wise, heading to Atlanta, my quote unquote home track, if you want to say that. Here it'll be coming up 3 Eastern time Sunday, this Sunday coming 2 o'clock Central time for all you folks out there who listen to this podcast living in the Central time zone area. So 3 o'clock Eastern time, 2 o'clock Central time, and this is going to be on USA. So USA, while I have them on a break for a moment, USA folks will have what, the next 3, 4, 6, out of 8 races, and then you look at it, woo, they got a whole bunch of races coming up in the playoffs as well here. But yeah, looking at this stretch of races here, 6 out of its next 8 will be on USA Network, excuse me. And of course, the regular season finale, the drama at Daytona, oh, that's going to be ever so popcorn ready. In the Indianapolis Road Course, I totally forgot about this race. That will be the next road course race after Pocono late July. So, yeah, I did not know why I left that out. But, but yeah, USA and NBC. And I just recently got done with the latest download of the Dale Jr. download. And in the beginning of that, they were discussing... yeah, I'm in the wrong spot. But anyways, yeah, USA, they're talking about, you know, streaming, right? And I don't have Peacock, whatever. So, you don't have USA, and I do have streaming, so but I don't have Peacock yet. So, yeah, they're talking about going, well, this has been really the discussion for the last, year and change and whatnot. So, but yeah, USA has it, folks. So definitely, it's a little bit different than your NBCSN. So, and other things like that. Again, they made the change last summer to transfer everything, the rest of the races. So, you know, the issue that I wanted to get to there was, yeah, absolutely, as I look at my clock there. But anyways, yeah, so USA next 6 of 8, they'll have it, and then they're gonna have another run here as they are in the top half of the playoffs as well. When you look at it here, obviously, let's go here. Yeah, USA is gonna have the first 4 races of the 2022 NASCAR Cup playoffs, so that will be fun right there as well. So USA will have that as well. If anyone of you guys can't catch the race, my favorite radio station to catch these races will be on PRN, the Performance Racing Network, with that as well. So USA will carry the load here, next 6 of 8 right here as well. Xfinity Series, let's get to them real quick as we quickly move to the middle of the racetrack. Ty Gibbs, we said positive things. Well, I should say I've said some positive things, and I've said some negative things with Ty Gibbs. But put this one in the category of positive. Ty Gibbs passing the defending Cup champion, of course, Kyle Larson. The Hendrick Brigade entered in the feed in the field with that 17 Hendrick Motorsports Chevy in the Xfinity Series feed. What does Ty Gibbs do? Does like he does every time he races against a Cup driver, former Cup, or not, I shouldn't say former Cup Series, that's a bad term right there, Cup driver, pass him and win. That's what he did. Last few laps there, Kyle Larson again, Hendrick Motorsports really, as a whole, stuck up the show this weekend as far as road course racing is concerned, because Kyle Larson dominate. And then you had Chase Elliott pretty much dominate the Cup race right there. They do not, they don't have dominate right there, you know. We might be talking about something else, but yeah, Ty Gibbs pretty much did, even though Ty Gibbs won more races than, Ty Gibbs has won more than Tyler Reddick, and this is not... trying to put the wind to shame again. Obviously, you gotta give Ty Gibbs a lot of credit here. And as Kyle Larson said, you know, hey, you gotta do what you gotta do there. You pass them cleanly. They were talking about racing the right way, and that's how you get respect. Well, that's what Ty Gibbs there. You mean, what was Ty Gibbs gonna do with Kyle Larson? That was the ultimate question there. Towards the end of that race right there. We were talking about Ty Gibbs' history, moving folks out of the way, in getting have other guys getting pissed off at him after the race is over. I mean, there was an episode earlier this year, more recently on this podcast, that we talked about Ty Gibbs, you know, saying, you know, hey, gotta chill out a little bit here. And Ty Gibbs did it the right way this time, at least for this week, and showing his maturity a little bit here, finally. Getting another win. Ty Gibbs, if I remember that correctly here, let's see. I'm going to go back to what I was looking at here earlier. No, Ty Gibbs won earlier this year. He won at Vegas earlier this year in Atlanta. Yep. In Richmond. So, for Ty Gibbs, that was win number 4 on the year for Ty Gibbs last Saturday in Road America. And Ty Gibbs, obviously, waiting in the wings for, of course, we know the Martin Truex Jr. news now. He's coming back. Kyle Busch, there are a lot of rumblings now this week about his contract situation and whatnot. And Kyle Busch, that team was not in the racetrack. They were out to right field all weekend there. Even after their performance at Sonoma, the last road course, Kyle Busch and the team still not getting it done on a road course there whatsoever there. So we'll have to see what happens there as well. Scary incident here. And almost left it to change. Here, I left it to change right here, right? Noah Gregson. Big news coming out of the Xfinity Series, right? We're going right to the high, straight to the high side, folks, as I'm going to have to change things, right? I'm going to have to pivot right off from his podcast here. Noah Gregson, big story of the week, or the weekend there, getting frustrated with Shage Kerum, and then Gregson hangs it right on him. And little did he know what he set off, a massive wreck in the middle of the racetrack, and that's what happened right there in. Because of that, NASCAR, yeah, I thought NASCAR was going to do something with Noah right there on the spot. He didn't get penalized then. Well, NASCAR decided, hey, let's go back and look at it. Hey, well, hey, that's pretty damn obvious that somebody could have got hurt there. And Brandon Brown, grimacing in pain there. Yeah, I was worried a little bit there. Of that when that unfortunate accident occurred right there. But yeah, I mean, this case here, we've seen it all the time there with, not all the time, but unfortunately sometimes when drivers get a little agitated out there and then they ain't thinking straight here. And Noah Gregson, unfortunately, has been in these dust-ups now for quite some time there. And a lot of the other drivers are saying that, you know, He ain't gonna change and whatnot. Well, NASCAR put the hammer down on him here. NASCAR officials penalized Noah Gregson after rough driving last Saturday during the Xfinity Series race. And how about this, folks? Docking him 30 driver points. Now, Noah's already in the playoffs, so this ain't gonna matter to him much there at all. 30 driver points and owner's points as well. And give me that fine of $35,000. For Noah Gregson as well. Gregson is a two-time winner this year at Phoenix and Talladega as well. Yeah, he set up off there, and Chase Karen was pissed off after the race was over. Or after he unfortunately exited the race. It wasn't after the race over. He exited after his unfortunate accident there. As well, Brandon Brown was took the brunt of it there. Just an absolute mess there. And yes, Noah Gregson does have the talent to be a Cup Series driver at some point. But yeah, I mean, this is not a wake-up call. I don't know what is for him. And yeah, NASCAR, I thought, should have parked Gregson right there. You know, you ain't racing no more. Excuse me. You're not racing no more. And putting other drivers at harm's risk there, especially when drivers pile in. That's where it got really nasty the most, is people drive in there not knowing, you know, the situation that's going on around there as well. But yeah, I mean, you have to look at that situation and say, hey, I mean, Noah, this is not, I mean, Noah there's been some tight situations, and that got any tighter than that as well. So, at some point, you know, drivers been talked about, we hope that Noah's losing lesson, but we know Noah's not going to learn his lesson because he keeps doing the same damn thing every time he gets in the pickle. Well, with this, if he didn't have those two wins already, this would definitely change the game for sure. But this penalty doesn't really matter. It's a statement for sure, saying the fact that, you know, he should be lucky that he did finish the race there. Talking about Noah Gregson there. So NASCAR coming out hard on Noah Gregson after, this came out, on Tuesday or Wednesday or some point like that. Yeah, I got the notification on my watch that Noah Gregson got penalized there as well. So, we'll have to see going forward. Almost Atlanta, you can't be doing that type of stuff. You're already going fast around that. So, we'll see what happens there as well. moving on forward here for a brief second here as I get set up here. I might have to do a pivot. I know we're coming up to the end of this podcast here, episode 302 of the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3 Road America Atlanta episode. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas here. We're going to step aside here for a brief moment, and when we come back, truck preview. They're going to be getting ready to hit lefts and rights as well. We'll refresh you on the point situation and a wild F1 race here, which, by the way, won by Carlos Sainz. And I did not see the race, but I did see the scary incident of the car flipped over there and into the tire barrier there. That's some scary stuff right there. Luckily, that driver walked away and he was able to get in the ambulance and do his evaluation there. But that was some scary stuff over there. That race there, as I got my notes up here. Going up there. Silverstone. I don't know where that is, but that got scary real quickly. But yeah, the racing that I read and listened to was legit. Was actually legit. So Formula One race actually getting it done there as well. Yeah, we're gonna step aside here for a brief moment here as we're gonna pivot, folks, here on the podcast. We're gonna step aside here on the podcast. We will come back for the final stretch. We're gonna hit the high side, folks, on this podcast. Come up in just a bit.
You're listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. You're listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. You're listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. You're listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3.
NASCAR podcast with EG3. I told y'all pivot, and that's what exactly I just did. So I apologize for the little bit of the inconvenience there, listeners out there who are big 3Wide NASCAR podcast fans. I appreciate that. I know we're coming to the last final stretch here, so figured, go ahead and change it up. I was in a pickle there myself, so had to change it up here and get out of that situation. But anyways, talk about Ty Gibbs and Noah Gregson. Let's just finish up the rest of the top 10 here. Starting with Ryan Teed, finishing the 10th spot right there. Followed by, of course, Jeremy Kmetz, 9th. Noah Gregson there, now penalized. And I'll probably go ahead and add on the fact that that 8th place should have been taken away. But 8th place from Noah Gregson. Riley Herbst continues his consistency. Another top 10 finish for Riley Herbst in that race car. Over there, 6th, A.J. Allmendinger. So, top 10s for A.J. Allmendinger this past weekend at Road America. Not too bad. Not too bad whatsoever there. Your top 5. Brandon Jones quietly got it done there. He finished in the 5th spot. Austin Hill finished 4th. Josh Berry had a messed up race car and then somehow finished 3rd with it. That's showing the talent right there that Josh Berry has. This is not the first time he's done that. But I know he had front. I remember he had front rear end, not front rear end, front damage to the front. So, but we already mentioned the French, the guys who started 1-2, finishing 1-2. But Kyle Larson finishing 2nd when it mattered. And Ty Gibbs picking up win number 4 in the Xfinity Series in 2022 standings right now as they speak. How about this, folks? Heading to Atlanta. We got a dogfight in our hands, as there were one anyway. There was one anyway. Allmendinger's lead in the regular season cut to 9 on Ty Gibbs. That's the race right there that we're looking on. And if you're wondering who's in 3rd, that's the person of Justin Allgaier. Is in the 3rd spot right now. So, things are about to get a little spicy, folks. Ty Gibbs right there on AJ Allmendinger's heels heading in to the Atlanta race, folks. And, of course, for those of you who are interested in catching that, going back to the schedule here real quick, Saturday is going to be a doubleheader of action here, beginning with the Truck Series at 12:30, depending on when this podcast rolls out, either tomorrow or Sunday. So, but either way, though, it's going to be a moot point because when the podcast comes out, we're going to know who won the truck race and most likely the Xfinity Series race anyway. But anyways, Mid-Ohio Sports Car Course for the trucks. They kick things off at 12:30 Central Time, 1:30 Eastern Time, followed by the Xfinity Series in the afternoon to close it out. 4 Central Time, Atlanta Motor Speedway going down for the Oz Coast Uniforms 250. Meanwhile, for the trucks in Mid-Ohio, it's going to be O'Reilly Auto Parts 150 at Mid-Ohio. And a little side note here, Carson Hocevar, who's been kind of been beat up lately. Well, he picked up the win, short track win, last Saturday in the JEGS/CRA All-Stars Tour Race at Birch Run Speedway. So Carson Hocevar can get it done there. He is still looking for his first career truck series win there. He came up short a couple weeks ago there as well. We're going to take a look there as well as we rim ride to the finish here on the 3-Ride NASCAR Podcast EG3. Appreciate your patience. Eddie Greer III here on this Friday afternoon here as I wrapped up work not too long ago and now I'm about to wrap up this podcast. Zane Smith in control right now, the regular season standings. John Nemechek, 21 back of Smith. Dane, the defending champion. Ben Rhodes is 3rd. Chandler Smith is 4th. And a little bit of distance between Smith and Stuart Friesen there. That is your top 5 there. Heading in to Mid-Ohio, the kickoff race weekend. Then the last time the trucks were on truck on course, it was the Cup guy, Ty Gilliland, getting it done. They were front row Motorsports and winning at Knoxville there. So the last two winners have been Cup regulars, Ty Gilliland and Kyle Busch, of course, the owner of Kyle Busch Motorsports. The last time we've seen a regular win, you got to go back to June 4th. In the person of Corey Heim at Worldwide Technology Raceway in St. Louis. Last time we seen a truck regular get to victory lane. So that's that on that situation there as well. I already told you, Zane Smith right now would be, looking at all these playoff points, would be seed number one in the playoffs. So that's going to be a show over there. We'll see what happens there as well. So I believe Sonoma. Yeah, Sonoma. Kyle Busch won that. Yep, Kyle Busch won that. Yeah, so, you know, he's not in the field, obviously. Corey Heim is. So we'll see what happens there. Obviously, Zane Smith's going to be the favorite going over there to Mid-Ohio. So looking forward to a lot of racing on Saturday and Sunday here as we continue the dog days of summer, especially here in Manhattan, Kansas, where it is currently still mid-90s right now, heading to the finish line here. Had another thought here before we close this out. Let's see if I can come up with that as well. Yes, the bubble. And I'm going to end this here with, I want to show a bubble here in just a second here. Let's see if I got the other notes that I need here. And it's probably not going to come up. So we'll end this podcast. Of course, going to do that. We'll end the pod here with Bubba Wallace. He had a little media session saying that Game 7 moment. And remember, Bubba Wallace was super fast at Atlanta. Now, this is interesting because, obviously, because the fact that Game 7, I'll probably put that with the Daytona race coming up seven races from now. That's Game 7 moment, but I have no A. Don't get me wrong now. I have no issue with what Bubba's trying. I'm not trying to douse the water on this either. But, yeah, Bubba Wallace, yeah. He's going to need a win. And he was super fast the last time we were in Atlanta. He was running the show. So, I know the team's fast. 45's been fast. Toyota's been getting. I know they got their butts kicked again on a road course race for the second straight time. And really, in general, really, overall, we look at their program, it sucks right now. Road course racing, when it comes to that, it sucks right now. It's high and dry right there, putting it bluntly on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Yeah, that Bubba Wallace, yeah, he needs a win, and I have no problem with it whatsoever. They've been fast. They were fast out of the truck in Nashville, and what happened? Back qualifying effort, and then, of course, the pit crew did pit crew things there, and, yeah, Ian finishing outside the top 10. So, yeah, I just got a funny feeling that Bubba Wallace is going to go, hold those bar, baby. Anything holding back, baby. So, I would not be surprised. I'll be excited to see it. Hey, I'll be excited to really see it, get in victory lane, and put another one of those guys, a Bell or a Truex, outside a cut line with six to go. Like I said about Truex, I don't care. I'm to the point where I'm tired of the heart. I just was heart-boiling pressure. It is what it is at this point. We're all for the ride. And for Bubba Wallace, we're hanging on for the ride, baby. We'll see what you can do. In Atlanta, I know you're quick, fast there. The first time around, I'm pretty sure what my gut says, it's usually right. And my gut says Bubba Wallace is going to be right up there in the mix. Just get to the end, man. Get to the end and make magic happen, baby. That's what you got to do right there. So Bubba Wallace taking this weekend's race at Atlanta Game 7. And really all of these drivers, big-time name drivers, that Keselowski, he's still out. He needs a Game 7 moment. Let's see here. Stenhouse, he needs a Game 7 moment. He's pretty good at these speedways. Eric Jones, he's pretty solid too. So Truex been pretty fast as well on the speedways this year too, surprisingly enough. Really competitive, to be exact, as well. So Blaney, he's pretty good at the speedway races as well. So everybody from top down, this car, you're on equal playing field right now. Go ahead and heading in here, and I will not be surprised. I've been saying it all along. Atlanta wild card still. Watkins Glen, you can even probably put Indianapolis as a wild card at that. So there's and really half these races are wild cards. You might even put Pocono in there too because of the randomness that is Pocono. You get rained on or strategy don't go right. You have this odd ass strategy and whatnot. So man, this segment has been good actually since moving pivoting over here. I like it. I like it fired about this stuff. So yeah. I'm anxious to see what Bubba Wallace does. And we'll see, man. I mean, this is just another layer on the things here. And something to really think about as NBC reminded us a little bit last weekend. Briscoe and Cindric were battling out there. They better keep doing that because I believe my prediction, I'm staying on it. There's just so much racing, so much unknowns yet to be unfolded in 2022 regular season. I just got this feeling, man, that we're going to get 16, and then somewhere or another, Daytona, we're going to get that 17th, and somebody that's won a race is going to get knocked out. I mean, you call me crazy one night, you can tell me, this guy crazy one night, all this other stuff, but hey, look, it's heading, I think it's headed that way. I think we're going to see another winner, new win this weekend. So I hate to say it, be bad, very bad news, especially your Truex fan like myself, but I like to be Truex, but I just don't know. I really don't know. But yeah, like Tyler Reddick's in there now. Kevin Harvick comes to my mind. He or Bubba Wallace, they just come to my mind as guys that, you know, they hold nose bar. We're going to go. And Kevin's really hungry to get that win. And Bubba Wallace, look, Kurt Busch already won this year. I saw that live in person. Kansas. Saw it live in person. Bubba Wallace was just as fast. And pit crew, again, screwed up. We don't have to talk about the pit crew this week because Bubba was not a factor in it. So, yeah, I mean, this is it here. Heavy hitters, Keselowski could come up in there and steal a spot. So, this is not over. This is far from over, and this is gonna get even wilder. I think Sunday's race, somebody's gonna get really desperate and really add another layer to the 2022 playoff picture. That's what I think is gonna happen. And before I go here, the three wide moment. Who I'm gonna put three wide? That's the obvious question here. Woo, that's obvious there. I gotta put my boy Noah, my boy Noah in there because what he did. I mean, obviously you try to think of other situation, but at the same time, boy, looking back at it, you put a lot of guys at risk, and you really escaped the one, because if Brandon Brown is any serious hurt than that, NASCAR, you gotta sit him down. I mean, this is what it is. Again, NASCAR's, I think they're kind of inconsistent a little bit with comments kind of stuff, but I'm glad they put the hammer on them, on Greg's at least, and Noah's actually got to start changing, man. You got to start changing what you're doing. I get it. I mean, I'm sitting up here playing couch crew chief, whatnot, but look, bottom line is, look, you cannot do that, and you escaped. You escaped. What would have been terrible for the sport if Brandon Brown, Sage Karam, was involved in that. There were a lot of good cars involved in that mess of a wreck at Xfinity. So, but yeah, Noah Gregson, I'm putting you three wide this week. You can't do it. You cannot do that. So, hopefully, this time, make actual changes, buddy. Make actual changes. I know it's easier said than done, but after that, you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, look, you're pissing a lot of guys off, and that's not good. In the playoffs there, where you're going to be sure to be a title contender again, yet again this year. So you better patch those relationships up while you can. The 3Wide NASCAR podcast, get it. Ever you get your podcast. Mid-Ohio kicks off the racing week this weekend, and then it's all Atlanta beginning late Saturday afternoon on USA in PRN. And of course, the Cup Series race goes down on Sunday as well. 3 o'clock Eastern time, 2 o'clock Central time right here in Manhattan, Kansas, or Chicago, Lincoln, Nebraska. I name it. You got it. You know what I'm talking about. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for another edition of 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Big thanks to all you guys again for hanging in with me again today with the switch off there, and it proved off big time. I like it. So, I will not expand past that. So, appreciate you guys for listening to today's podcast. We'll be back next week. And I might try to get another guest or two here before the playoffs begin. We'll see what happens there as well. But there could be news along the horizon on the, about this podcast, but you'll have to stay tuned. I'm going to leave that as a cliffhanger. I won't make that announcement until probably this fall. So before the playoffs start might be where I go with it. But, you know, I'm still working some things out a little bit along that. But I've rambled on long enough. Enjoy your racing weekend. It's hot out there. Stay cool, folks. Stay cool, friends. You have been listening to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III. Again, this has been another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3.
Is waved on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast where podcasts are found. Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll catch you all in the next episode. Thank you for listening.